Good morning. This is awkward. It's really awkward. I won't lie. I did consider trying to sneak out, but you're a pretty persistent cuddler. I like it. I like it. I tried to wriggle away and you followed me. You drew me in closer. I probably liked it a bit too much. And saying stuff like that isn't making it any less awkward. And I did think about just pretending to be asleep, just waiting for you to start stirring and then giving you the opportunity to. But, you didn't. And I'm not that good an actress. So. Last night happened. And. It's a little. You're still holding me close. How can something be awkward and really lovely at the same time? I could just enjoy it. I could just lie here and enjoy the warmth of you, but I won't because you know me. I overanalyze everything and I worry too much. And last night, We you know what we did. Oh, we went out. Yes, we did go out. But that's not what I'm talking about. Yes, we had a drink. Again, not what I'm talking about. That smile. Oh, you are such a fucker. I'm talking about what happened afterwards. I did not get lost. I was not drunk. I was tipsy. I did not fight anyone. I just had a word with her, was all. She was saying hello to you. And it wasn't a fight. It was just, you know, strongly worded encouragement to back the hell off. I wasn't drunk. You know that I wasn't. Wow. The urge to bury my head under the pillow and just stop talking is really strong, but I won't. So, after I was jealous, I'm not admitting, I'm just using your wording. We danced. If you can really call it dancing. No, I'm not saying you're a bad dancer. I'm just saying it was more like a hug on a dance floor and swaying to the music. I'm not saying it's not nice. It was really nice and and after that, we came home. I mean, here to your place, and we just do what we always do. We just hung out. We just cuddled. Although we don't really cuddle. And then you kissed me. You kissed me. No. I did not kiss you. You kissed me. I am absolutely sure. Oh, I kissed you. Well, you looked at me, so I kind of had to. You looked at me. You looked at me like you're looking at me now. And see, I really want to kiss you, but I mean, that would be awkward. Like last night, we were drunk. We weren't drunk. We were drunk. Are we actually going to admit that we weren't drunk? Okay, we weren't drunk. And I kissed you. Complete sober. But you looked at me. And what was I meant to do? Not kiss you? I mean, you don't just look at someone like that and say, don't kiss me. Not that you said, kiss me. Well, not the first time. But I mean, why are you looking at me like that? That you're still... You always look at me like that. You don't. And that's a lie. You always look at me like that. See, that's not how a friend looks at another friend. That. Yeah, maybe friends don't get as jealous as I did last night. But she was leaning. Leaning, you know, she was leaning into you and it just... We do a lot of things that friends don't do. And admitting that is kind of... So, what happened afterwards definitely wasn't something that friend... You know what I'm talking about. You know, Oh, you have a bad memory, do you? Fine. I kissed you. And then you asked me to kiss you again. And then... You kissed me. And then we kissed our way from the front room... To your bedroom. And then we fell asleep. What? Oh, that's not what happened. I thought you didn't remember anything. You look so Dutch right now. We slept together. Was not about to say anything else. We slept together. We were intimate. Oh, shut up. I don't see you doing all the talking. You like listening to me talk? You're just looking at me. So last night. And this morning. What time is... Oh, I am so late for work. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Because you were looking at me and you're distracting and... Stay. You trying to bribe me with breakfast in bed? I thought that was only something you did for your... girlfriends. It's not that simple. We're friends. I know I said we do things that friends don't do. Yeah, we've been more than friends for a while. Everyone thinks we're together, so maybe we're just catching up. Really, that's what we're going with? We made love. Shut up, I'm not saying it again. Shut up. You're so annoying. I might love your breakfast in bed. And I am fine. I'll say it. I love your pillow. It's so soft, and I think I might want to spend more time with it. I mean, cuddling it and kissing it. No, I. Bum. It's you. It's you I'm in. I'm in love with you, and you know, I should be panicking and getting ready for work. I shouldn't be. Did you just pull me closer? I guess I'm not going to work today. What can I say? The prospect of breakfast in bed. I'll do anything for a cuppa. I didn't do that. So where? Why do I have to be the one to say it? Oh, you're like listening to me. So we're together? Fine, I will not make it sound like a question. We're together. I love you and you love me, and that means that I now get access to your pillow. Oh, not so happy now, are you? I swear, it'll be shared custody. No, it won't. I'm going to steal your favorite t-shirt and your favorite hoodie, and you're going to love it because you're going to love seeing me in your clothes. Admit it. Admit it. I've admitted a lot. Just give me this one thing. Well, you see, now that was a mistake, because now I'm just going to steal everything. Wow, did you just say I've already stolen your heart? See, that's not awkward, that's just cheesy as hell. What? No, I did. You asked me to kiss you. You looked at me. You always look at me. Did you just say that I'm slow? Wow. See, I thought you'd be a bit sweeter when we were together. I didn't think about it. I didn't think. Shouldn't you be making me tea? Yeah, go and make the tea. I want to spend some alone time with the pillow. Oh, of course I don't love you just for your pillow. I love you for your t-shirts and hoodies too. And because you're just wonderful. I love you. Now go and make the tea.